It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. A call by a number of Palestinian leaders for all factions of the Palestinian people to unite so that they can destroy Israel is actually a page out of Bible prophecy when you stop to think about it. On this last weekend's broadcast, we heard the report of this call for the unification among the Palestinian people. Well, it happened. And what will be the result? More on that in a few moments when I go to the Word of God. But I want you to realize also we had some additional conversations on our broadcast with broadcast partners that give us evidence of the stage setting that is going on right now for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. For example, we talked to Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C. He gave the report there's another U.S. aircraft carrier that has moved into the Persian Gulf as it relates to the Iranian situation. But at the same time, Iran is holding joint exercises between their regular army and the Revolutionary Guard, Iran preparing for what they think may well be a Middle Eastern war. We did talk with David Dolan. He gave us our Middle East news update, and he got in depth about this call for unification between Fatah and Hamas. Now, he knows both of these organizations. He's covered them journalistically for a number of years. First one to speak out about Hamas, by the way. And he says this could be very dangerous for the Israelis. In addition to that, we brought to the table King Abdullah of Jordan wanting to divorce himself from the Palestinian people. 70 to 75% of the Jordanians are Palestinians. This is of much concern to the monarchy there in Jordan under King Abdullah. We did close with David on a positive note as we talked about the priestly blessings that took place earlier this week at the Western Wall, over 70,000 Jewish worshipers going to the Western Wall. Dr. Rob Congdon and I had information that we are able to make available to you about how the European Union is having an unbelievable involvement in the Middle East. They want to help back the monitor situation from the United Nations in Syria. They're at the table there in Istanbul, Turkey, for these talks on the Iranian nuclear situation. There's concern about King Abdullah there in Jordan. He'll be addressing the European Parliament later this week. And so the European Union is playing a key role, and Rob brought to our attention this is how the prophetic scenario lays out in God's Word. Jim Jr., our son, he gave us great insight to the Palestinian situation. He's produced a documentary, Esau and the Palestinians, and we trace from Esau all the way to the Palestinian people today. A wonderful educational tool, the documentary by Jim Jr., Esau and the Palestinians. We talked about that. It's available at our website, prophecytoday.com. And then I talked with David James. We had a conversation about a week ago, a three-way conversation between me, David James, and Pastor Jonathan Kahn of New Jersey. He wrote the book, The Harbinger. I played an excerpt of that on the broadcast this weekend for the purpose of helping you kind of get a taste for what we were talking about. But the entire conversation, about an hour and a half long, is posted at our website, prophecytoday.com. By the way, each of these reports helped us to know how this world is being prepared and moving closer to the time when Bible prophecy, the end of time scenario found in God's Word, will be fulfilled. May I suggest you tell a friend to listen to these conversations, get on your computer, send them an email, call them, do whatever. All the conversations in total will be found at prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio, Prophecy Today Radio. It's radio that works for you when you want it to. We would suggest you listen to it. But today, I want to think about with you the call by the Palestinian people for unification. They want to be able to come together, the calls now coming out of the body politic of the Palestinians, so that they can unify and destroy Israel. That is disturbing to me. However, when you stop to think about it, why should it be a report that's shocking if you're a student of Bible prophecy? Let me explain what I'm talking about. Now, let me remind you, I've just given you information how you can see the background of the Palestinian people. I could take the time to explain the history of the Palestinian people, but I do have a 5-hour audio series on that that goes much more in depth than I could here in this short segment. In fact, remember, I did speak about my son's documentary, Esau and the Palestinians, available to you. It's a DVD tracing the history of Esau and the Palestinian people. That's available on our website. Be sure to check it out. What I want to do is bring to your attention several of the prophets who talk about this situation, an Israeli-Palestinian conflict in the last days. I want to take a quick look at the prophets surrounding the issues. For example, Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament. It's the last prophetic book of 17. In chapter 1, Malachi talks about the Edomites. Now, Edomites would be the Palestinian people of today, the descendants of Esau, because Esau had his name changed to Edom when he was sent out of the land into Mount Seir. In Malachi chapter 1, we see that he says the Edomites will say, "We will return." They were done away with in the Middle East. "We will return. We will rebuild and we'll have borders." But the Lord responds, "Yeah, those borders will be borders of wickedness, and I'll have indignation against you forever." The prophet Ezekiel, chapter 35, he sent the Edomites to Mount Seir. That's lower part of modern day Jordan, to Petra. And they're going to be punished. It says in chapter 35, verse 5, that because they kill the Jews, and in verse 10, because they take their land, God is going to wipe them out as if they have never been. That comes to the table when you look at the little book of Obadiah. It speaks about the Edomites in the past. They were the ones that burned the temple down when Nebuchadnezzar came in and destroyed the temple, devastated the city, and brought the Jews back into the Babylonian captivity. The lot was cast. The Edomites burned that temple down. God says, "You don't mess with my temple." The little book of Obadiah, verses 15 to 18, it talks about the Edomites who will grow drunk with power on the Temple Mount, on the holy mountain of God, not because they're drinking liquor, but because they're intoxicated with the power. And indeed, they're the custodians of the Temple Mount today. They control that sacred piece of real estate for the Jewish people. But the end result, instead of the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, being destroyed, the Edomites will be destroyed forever, as if they never were. You go to the book of Jeremiah 49, verse 18, they'll be as Sodom and Gomorrah. That's Bible prophecy. We can discuss the issue of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We can see where they've come from, how they're in the land today, what they're doing, rebuilding. But Bible prophecy says they'll be destroyed completely. But before that, the rapture, according to everything we've said on the broadcast today, could happen at any moment. Having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...